The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Talking about parents, I told you I've been rewatching Dance Moms.
Yes.
Damn parents. And you know, like, it's true. Abby could talk to them in a different way, but everything she said was true all the time. You know, it's like,
her
I need to get you ready for the.
Harsh.
Yeah, like, she didn't use the right word.
No. It was not there.
Not the tone either. You don't have to yell for them to listen.
Yeah.
But oh man, it's such a good show.
Yeah, I know. And they were like, those girls were very talented dancers.
So talented.
Yeah. Like, I always so enjoyed watching talented. Them. They would perform their routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Those were crazy though.
Nuts. Nuts. They're like major dance moms. Major dance moms.
Like, part of it is being protective of your child, but I think sometimes they were living vicariously through them. So being
100%. Some of them
deserves the solo over Chloe. And it's like, so maybe good. She doesn't, but
yeah.
You know, they think, I don't know.
I know. They just like, we're just on season two now. And Kendall just came in. I don't know if you know this, but they did a reunion this year of the girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Grown up.
In their 20s, which makes me want to crawl in a hole and cry a little bit. And it's just so interesting because they're looking at those times in the reunion, you know? Mm-hmm. And like Chloe was like, it just breaks my heart that my mom had to defend me so much all the time, you know, like little moments like that, and they cry with their parent, with their mom, like, I understand why you did that, all this stuff. So it's really good. I like that reunion. Maddie wasn't there and Nia wasn't there, but they said like it's not because we don't love the girls, because they're still old friends. So
right, I mean, I'm sure Maddie is busy. She's probably doing some of the with Sia.
Well, she's also done like 4 movies already.
She has.
You know, so.
Yeah.
That girl is busy.
Good for her. I mean, she's super talented. I always thought that she was the best.
Oh. She has this maturity as a performer already. And she had it when she was 7.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it wasn't just dancing, she was performing it too.
Performing, like, so mature already, right away. Mm-hmm. I was so stupid at that age.
Are you kidding me? Are we going to be lobster?
It's like we were kids, like kids.
Oh,
these girls are
into the fan. Luke,
yeah.
I am your father. I was doing that until I was like 12. So.
That's so funny. Oh, man. Yeah, but it's really nice to see them, you know, now and like reflecting on their time and how grateful they are, you know, because like, even though the majority of them don't dance anymore, you know, they learn so much, and they are living off of their fame, basically social media.
Yeah,
you know, they have millions and millions of followers, all of them.
Right,
it's a whole different world now, you know.
Yeah.
Anything else you watched this weekend?
Well, I had started watching that Good Guide Girls good. Oh my gosh, Good
Oh,
Girl Guide to Murder.
yeah.
Ay, yi,
Okay.
yi. It's based off of a book, a young adult book by Holly Jackson, book of the same name. And it is a trilogy. I liked the books,
But
but
you did not.
I watched like three episodes and I was like, I don't know what it is, but it was just really boring. I didn't really care for the lead girl. Also,
Wow.
it's just like little things, but in the book, she's a redhead and they make her a brunette on the show. And I'm like, come on.
Keep us alive.
Yeah, we're a dying
Yeah.
breed. So
Okay.
just little things
I
like
mean, the book, we know they're always freaking better than whatever they give us on the screen, which is so disappointing. I only think like there are a few things that I've seen that I'm like, this is exactly how, like, the Hunger Games. I was
Harry
like, this is
Potter.
exactly how I imagined it when I was reading
Right.
the book. I think they did a really good job. Harry Potter, in a lot of it, and I think it's because she was involved in it too. Because I think if they're not involved, forget
Even the Lord of the Rings movies are good.
Right. Right. I don't. I watched it once, and that's all I needed.
Oh yeah, I'm not like a nerd
I'm
like
not.
that, but I was like,
No.
okay.
Yeah.
Good, but
Wait. So I did watch some. Wait. Let me just say something, guys. Welcome to the show. Must go
I know,
on.
I'm like, we have not introduced ourselves.
Oh, it's been 31 episodes, and
And
we
you know
still
what?
have.
Well, we could make 500, and I don't think it's gonna change. We're just
Yeah.
gonna be bullshitting, and then we'll be like,
Yep.
oh, we haven't said who we are.
Yep.
But
Welcome.
everyone should already know at this point.
Yes. Yes. You're here. It's the show must go on. We have
I'm
Tracy
Tracy.
and
That's
I
me.
am Nikki. And we're here to judge, which is what we love doing. By the way, I did see the thing that you sent on Instagram, that they were interviewing Billie,
I was going to post that,
and
yeah.
she's like, I love judging people. And
Yeah,
I
and I
was like,
was like, she's one of us.
she is one of us, Billie. If
She
you
said
want to be a
judging doesn't
guest,
have to be a bad thing.
it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, sometimes we go mayhem. That's true. But, you
Was going to
know,
say, but being a little negative is sort of.
yeah, you know. But it's just our way of coping sometimes, you know.
True.
So what I was gonna say, before we introduce ourselves, is that I saw Long Legs.
You watch the movie?
Yes,
And
it's surreal. It remind I don't know I don't know if that's what Joe used as a reference, but it reminded me of Seven with Brad Pitt.
okay. I feel
It
like he
reminded me a lot. Did he say that?
I feel like he said something about Silence of the Lambs.
Oh no, this reminded me of Seven all the
dark,
way.
gritty.
Dark. It's dark. It's also, you know, who did it, kind of. And it's based, I'm gonna say like the 90s.
Ooh.
A little bit before, maybe.
I love a period
It's
piece.
a period piece, but it's re and Nicolas Cage. Oh my God, you would never think it's him.
I can't wait to watch it.
We actually rented it. We're like, let's just rent it. It's cheaper than going to the movies here. So it was, I really, really liked it. I was like, this is a really good thriller, I want to say. I was like, can we just get more movies like this? You know? That it's not like, ah, you know, it's more like, ugh. Is
Gross.
that a good explanation?
Heads in boxes.
Where is she? What's in the box? What's in the box? Yeah,
So
so
good.
good.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it reminded me a lot of that because there's a lot of connections. It's so good.
I will
And
watch it. I will get there.
yeah, you will definitely like it. I think your mom will like it too. And what else did I watch? No, that was it. I don't think I watched any. I didn't have, the time. And by the way, I started what we're going to discuss today, I started watching it, and the apartment where I live now is so bright. And the blinds were down, and the reflection wouldn't let me really be in it. So I was like, I can't watch it like this. Like, I had to wait specific day of the time to watch it. And then today I was like, I'm just gonna do it on my phone,
Some
so
of
I
it
can
is
like,
dark.
yeah. And I kind of like it. Like, I think it, like, you get more into it,
Right.
But yeah, did you watch anything interesting outside of what we're discussing today?
Not
No?
really.
Okay.
Well, I started watching Master Chef Generations.
Oh my God, you're like Trey.
I know. I like cooking shows.
He has seen them all, knows everyone. All
I
the,
love
I'm like,
Gordon Ramsay. I just love him calling people "you donut."
yeah.
It's like the worst insult. Like,
Yeah.
I love donuts, but if he called me a donut, I think I would go in a corner and cry.
Cry. Yeah.
Yeah, you
You
donut.
know, he's like, he does a lot of TikToks with his daughter.
Yeah, she's actually like a really good chef too. I mean, when your dad is Gordon Ramsay, can you not?
Big shoes to fill. So I'd be like, I don't want to. But this show, well, let me just tell the listeners what we are discussing today. So this show is called Lady in the Lake. And let me give you a synopsis right away of what it is. But before I do, I'm just gonna say this. This was so good. I was so mad because, again, what I said before, like, the first episode, I wanted to be more in it and I couldn't because of the fucking reflection, But Natalie Portman deserves all the awards she's ever gotten. And can we talk about the fact that this girl can play a 16-year-old and she can play a 40-year-old because she looks that good? She can.
She looks amazing.
I have no words the whole time. It's the fact that she can play her younger self and they don't need another actor.
Right. Well, same thing with the woman who played Cleo. Same thing. Like gorgeous, and then they did flashbacks when she was younger, and like she looked that age. Like she looked like she was like
Exactly.
18. Like, holy shit. Something wrong.
Oh my
These women are
God.
looking amazing.
So, guys, listeners, folks, we are discussing Lady in the Lake today, which is here we go again, promoting Apple TV Plus.
I mean,
These people don't pay us $1. And by the way, we do have more than 1,000 follow downloads today.
yay!
Yay, thank you. We appreciate all of that. We're so happy.
That is amazing. Thank you,
So
everyone.
we are really promoting Apple TV for free, basically, at this point,
But
to
they're
1,000
getting good
downloads.
shows. Like,
They're so good. Like, we can't help it,
yeah, they're on their A
And
game right now.
exactly. So this is an Apple TV show per use. And then it's called Lady in the Lake, and it's in the 60s in Baltimore, which, by the way, when it started and it said Baltimore, what do you think of?
Good morning,
Baltimore.
yeah,
Yep.
and you're like,
Ring.
welcome to the
Yeah.
60s. Oh. And it's like, oh my
Yeah.
God, where's Tracy Turnblad?
Oh, the moment that he said all of that, I was like, here we go again. But it's in the 60s, it's in Baltimore, and it's an aspiring reporter pursues the murder of a forgotten young woman. Also, something else that I loved about this show, it was the twists and the turns. Oh my gosh, give me all of it. It was everything that I wanted and everything that I needed. So let's dive in. You want to like talk about that first episode when we kind of get to know her character's name. Natalie Portman's character's name is Maddie, and we kind of get to know a little bit of who she is and the fact that she is unhappy, basically. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I love just the first episode. Like, you know what you're getting yourself into. Like, it's about race. It's about gender roles. It's about fulfilling
Religion.
what?
Religion, discrimination.
Religion. It's about trying to fulfill your dreams and self-actualization, you know, where it's like, okay, I have the basics, but what's my purpose in life? Like, I need
Exactly.
be fulfilled. So, like, right away, jumping off into it. I love it.
Hooks you up right away. And
So
again,
good.
like Natalie Portman, they're showing, there's like a moment that they show. I don't know if you remember in the first episode, they show her like as herself and in the past in the car. And I was like, that right away, I was like, wait, where is this going? You know, because I, yeah, it's a story about like religion and race and all this stuff, but it's also like her story. You know, like we are seeing all this develop through her eyes because trust me, I just finished that and her dreams were insane. You know, and I was like, I feel like I'm fucking high as fuck
I
in
know.
drugs
We'll
right now.
get there for sure, because I got some say about it.
But in yeah, and in the first episode, they also t like show you how unhappy she is in her marriage. You know?
Right. Oh my God. So, well, it's Baltimore, 1966. It's Thanksgiving. So the other thing too is that we see it's the Baltimore Thanksgiving Day Parade. So, you know, it's like any other big city, people lined up along the streets. Oh, yay, they got their banners, everyone's together. And then it's a family, a mother and a father, and they have
And their
their
kids.
son, the baby, and then they have like a 10
Their
year old
daughter.
daughter. And they're walking along the street, and the parents stop and they're like arguing with each other. And the 10 year old girl sort of like slips off, and she goes into like a pet store,
Yes. Yeah.
whatever. Because she had talked about how she really wants a seahorse, which, I
Yeah.
mean, cool. So she goes in
And
and
notice how she like goes in there when they're in the middle of an argument.
right.
So it's like she's completely ignore in that moment, you know? No, nobody's really paying attention to her, pobrecita.
Right, which also is, I mean, that says a lot about adults too, that they're arguing about petty shit, like where he parked. You know, oh, where'd you, I told you not to park there, like stupid shit, you know, instead of focusing on, you know, we're in
Their
a
child.
busy environment and like, let's make sure we stay together. But also, it was the 60s, so I feel like helicopter parenting was not a thing. All. They were like, run to the corner store and get me a pack of cigarettes. You're
It's like
five.
good luck.
Good
Look
luck.
both ways. That was it. That's all you
Pretty
got.
much. Yeah. Don't get hit by a car. So she goes in this pet store, fish store, whatever, and she's looking at all the fish. And then we see like a young black guy in there, and he's explaining like there's like an albino fish in there. And then we see the guy who works there. And
Which the moment I saw him, I was like,
creep.
no. what a fucking creeper. Like, this is, he gave me like, ugh.
And then it breaks off from that, and I think we go to Natalie Portman.
Yes.
And she's at the like a market, and she's
Yeah,
getting
she gets that
lamb,
lamb.
right? And then she's walking out, and the lamb had bled all over her gorgeous
Outfit.
outfit. And so she was like, oh, fuck, like I'm going to a dinner, so I have to get changed. So she doesn't have time to go home, so she ends up going to a
A
department store.
store.
It's like a
Who
Saks
works?
Fifth Avenue or like a
Yeah.
Macy's.
Yeah.
And I love that there were like live models in
I was
the
gonna
windows.
say that too. I was like, wow, I didn't know that was a thing.
You know,
By
I don't
the
know if
way,
that's true. I feel like it could be. Also, they should bring that back.
it's so cool.
It's
And
so
also
cool.
the other thing that I was gonna ask you, is this based on a book? It is.
It
Okay.
is, yes. I'll
Okay, okay.
explain more later. But
Okay.
so in the window, she actually sees someone who we're gonna get to know better.
Yeah.
Cleo Johnson is her name, but she's modeling something. And then you see Natalie Portman just stop and like look at her in the window. And I love that Cleo notices the, I mean, how could you not? The blood on her
Yeah, the blood.
yellow
Yeah.
suit or whatever. And
Yeah.
she's like, what the fuck? Because it looked like she got stabbed.
Yeah, it did,
I feel like that
which
was a
is like
bit of
kind of like foreshadowing.
foreshadowing. Thank you. Yes,
Yeah. Yeah.
exactly. But she goes into the department store and she says, I want to try on that yellow dress in the window. So the saleswoman goes to look for like
Yeah.
her size or even the dress, can't find it. And they're like, we're so sorry. And she's like, well, I want that dress. And they're like, okay, but the only one is on that model. And she's like, okay,
Yep.
I'll take it. And they're like, but basically, like, it's on a Negro woman.
They get
Sorry to
so
say that,
stressed
but
out. Yeah.
yeah,
I mean,
like,
you were
it's
quoting, yeah.
toxic now or something. And she's like, I don't give a fuck. Give me
Yeah.
the dress. So they're
You
okay,
can
fine.
tell right away that she's like, this is not a thing that matters, you know?
Right. Because also,
Yeah.
like, she's a Jewish woman and it's the 60s. So, I mean, Jewish people are still getting shit. So I know it's not the same thing, but she probably understands bullying and prejudice.
Discrimination.
Right. So I think in that sense, she's understanding. So for her, she doesn't care that she's a black woman. She just really likes the dress and she wants it. So
Yeah.
they do. They like pull Cleo into a fitting room and they take the dress off of her and give it to Natalie Portman. And then she runs off to her luncheon or whatever that she has with some.
The whitest thing I've seen in my life. Because it's like everything is so proper, and she gets there, and they're like, oh, you know, like you're late, and da, 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 da. And it's like, yeah, she has a life.
And it's Thanksgiving, which, listen,
Yeah,
I
why
like
are
that
we
they're like,
rushing?
you celebrate. And she's like, well, I'm American. That's
Yes,
the thing. Like,
yeah.
it's not a religious holiday.
And then
So.
we get to see, like, even right after that, we get to see, I think on episode one, it's like this other side. We get to see Cleo's hustle right away in the first episode.
Oh,
We get to
that's
see
it.
her as a model. Then
She goes to
she
her
goes to that,
luncheon.
which is like a fundraiser thing, or like, you know, and then after that, she goes to a bar to work.
Well,
So,
she drops her kids off at her mom's, changes, and then she has to go to work again.
And also it's because her man won't be working.
Right. He's trying to be a comedian. And it's like that's hard because you want to be supportive, but also
Yeah.
especially for the 60s, like I feel like a woman working in general, so the fact that she has to pull like three jobs
Yeah. Yeah.
and he's just fucking around. I love that she's like, once you get your shit together, then we can talk.
Yeah, I love that.
She
And
lays
then he's
down the
like,
law.
later on, he's like, I got a job.
Yeah, and she's like, well, Are you making money?
Yeah,
that's all that really matters at the end of the day. Like, you have two sons, they have two boys, and one of them has sickle cell.
Yes, which, by the way, I just finished one. What is that disease? Do you know?
So sickle cell has to do with, oh God, I'm going to sound like such an idiot. But the red blood cells, they aren't globular. They're not round. They're sickled. So they sort of look like a crescent moon.
Oh, that's what sickle means?
Yes. And it causes, so he had like jaundice in the eyes, like his eyes were yellow. It's joint pain. That's why he would cry about his hands, like his wrists, like hurt mommy. So it must have been like the joints in his wrists were just so painful. There's,
poor
I think, like
dude.
Fatigue and nausea. Like, there are other side effects, but I think, like, especially the joint pain is probably the biggest thing. So we did see like some of those symptoms in this poor kid. So yeah, like, she has a son who's sick, who probably won't be living much longer. And then what, he's like preteen, like 12, 13 years old, her oldest boy Teddy, and he's running numbers. So,
which, by the way, like, he was super smart, because at 13, wow,
I can't do math now. And he was like, if you put $50 on this number, and then you have a 7-1 odds, and you'll. I'm like, I don't understand betting now.
Yep, and then we also figure out how, like, this runs in their blood, basically. These are all people that
family
know
business.
Math.
Yeah, like, they're all very smart people. Not that they wouldn't be, but I think that.
No, yeah, like, it's like, if it was like the career, they could have been bankers, you know, and
it proves the racism back then, where it's like,
exactly,
they definitely had the smarts,
the talent too,
and the talent, but they weren't given the opportunity.
The opportunity, yep, 100%. And I also think of, you know, like, it's all the relationships in this story, because we see Cleo's relationship with her mom, and but we also see Maddie's relationship with her mom, you know, and they're kind of like, they're really not the same, but they kind of are, you know. It's like, there's this distance between them. They're not close enough. One of them is super like, you need to stay married even if you're not happy. Who cares? Da da da. And the other one is all about, like, probably not believing in science. All about, you know, bring the Lord here. The Lord's gonna help this kid, you know. And, you know, whatever you believe, it's totally fine. But don't impose that, you know, to your grandchild, basically. So watching those, like, two stories going, and knowing, I mean, you and I both have moms, you know, so we know, like, the closeness, and when we are not close to them at all, because we're so freaking different. So I kind of like seeing that, because sometimes she would be like, Mom, you know, even when she was having that dream with her, and she's like, Mom, you're not going to say anything. And it's like, sometimes I do talk to my mom like that, you know, like, hello, wake up, Mom.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? You know?
Yeah.
So I really like that we saw all kinds of relationship there, the motherly one, even hers towards her son, which, by the way, I thought her son was a fucking brat, you know? I mean,
Maddie's son?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have slapped the shit out of that kid.
Because I kind of felt bad, you know, when he was like, when he knew that his dad wasn't his dad. I was like, oh shit, he's been carrying that for a while. But
he read his mother's diaries.
He read, and who cares? Like, these people, that guy raised you like you were his son. Period. That's where, you know, he's your dad, you know.
Yeah, he did say, like, what was his name? Morty? Morton. Like, he is my dad. He will always be my dad. He raised me, which what you said. And yes, that's true. That's a mature attitude, right? But also, like, that's your mom, and she's gone through shit. And he, the way he talked to her,
Oh God. It's like,
so disrespectful.
calm the fuck down, dude. Like, chill.
Like, he's
And
turning
then,
into a little pab.
yeah, he was giving the vibes of presume innocent kid.
You killed my mom. Yeah.
Yeah, he
Like
was giving that
whiny.
vibe all the way. Oh my
Yeah.
God. And I know that age is hard, but I don't care. You know, I didn't get to talk like that to any adults
No.
at all.
Not at all. I know, I'm so, like, she did slap him at one point. Oh, in front of people too. But he deserved it. What, he said something like fucked up in front of the women. And then he was like, excuse me, ladies, my food's getting cold, and
Shut
just
the
walked
fuck
away.
up. I would have been like, get the fuck out of here, child.
Yeah, he was a little.
But I wanted to talk about the Durst family because, you know, I the whole time I was like, why is she so invested in this? You know, and granted, you know, she's unhappy. She probably also needs like something else, but she had this closeness to this family that we don't find out until later. You know, like we okay, she was dating the kid, the dad of the kid. But then we actually find out that she was dating the dad of
Ooh.
the guy. You know,
I
and
mean, I don't
I
blame her.
girl,
I don't blame
so
her.
you know what's so funny that you know we see that first encounter with them and you could totally feel the like the chemistry right away. Hey, I gotta say, everyone in this cast did such a good job. Like, there was not one person there that I was like, no, every single one of them crushed it. Beautiful. I freaking loved it. But let's go back to her having a full-on affair with her boyfriend's dad. And the fact that at some point they're like in the lake. And I was like, wait, she didn't want to have sex. That's so weird. You know, because they were like making out, they were there and all that stuff. Like she was giving all the signals. But then later on is that when you find out that she's actually having sex with his dad. And that's why, because she was like, just rub yourself on my dress. I was like, does she mean she wants him to dry hump her? And he was just there on the side. And the whole time I was like, oh, that's like so random, you know? Because she kind of didn't even want him to touch her. I was like, you know? And then it's like, oh, that's why she's so into the dad. And she was even pregnant. Her story is so sad.
Yeah, no, I know, it's crazy. That's why I'm like, when that kid talks to her that way, I'm like, if you read her diaries, then you would know that the shit that she's
The
been
shit she
through,
went through.
you know, it wasn't easy for her.
At all.
I was gonna say
Zero.
that first episode still, like, when she finally gets home. And she's just so consumed with this little girl going missing, that I love this part. They have a guest over. Is it like her husband, who's a lawyer, like he works with this guy or something? I forget who even.
And he's single, and I guess she has to like they have to fix that for him.
So she's making dinner for them. She's making the lamb that she had picked up at the butcher's. And she's putting everything together, and she puts it on the platter, and she's putting like baked potatoes, and the husband comes in and he's like, you use the dairy dish. And I kind of, at first it didn't connect to me. I was like, who the fuck
Kosher.
cares what dish she puts it on? And then it clicked, and I was like, oh shit.
But
which
also,
gets us how
like,
distracted she is, but that was sort of like the last straw for her.
yeah, it's even on that first episode, it felt like I knew the relationship before.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't talk to your spouse like that, first of all.
So
Number
demanding.
one.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, you know, it's like their religion and like their traditions and all this stuff, you could have said, hey, let's just remove it and let's get rid of the plate.
Like anything to make her feel
Period.
dumb,
Yeah,
belittling
because
her.
she's fucking slaving herself away there, you
Gaslighting
know.
the shit out of her. He is a gaslighter, for sure.
God. And it just made me so freaking upset that I was like, yeah, you better break that. You know,
I
I
know
was.
when she was like standing there, and I was like, break a plate, smash it on the floor.
Yeah.
And then she did, and I was like, yes. And then she
Yeah.
cuts herself. So she goes to the bathroom and she's like having a
A
mild
panic
breakdown.
attack. Yeah.
And I was like, I totally don't blame her, because it's just I feel like this was a huge culmination to the women's movement in the 70s, where it was like these housewives who are fucking sick of this shit, where they bust their ass cooking and cleaning and raising the kids, staying at home. And it's like they had ambitions, they had dreams, they wanted to have careers. But society says, no, you get to stay at home and wipe your husband's ass and your kids' asses, and that's
Oh,
all you're good
God. And then when they do try to get a job, they're like, actually, you're not good. So we're going to put
for.
you.
You're not qualified. You're
Yeah,
not a
like,
penis.
yeah, you don't have any experience.
Right. But if you
And
want to go and like run and get us coffee and then smack their ass.
bro, that upset me so fucking
I was kind of hoping
much.
she'd turn around and smack that guy.
But
But
you know, she was finding her way to like, let me just allow this until, you know. But yeah, it is that first episode is so powerful because, again, like we don't know her relationship with her husband, and we get a feeling of knowing them for so long in just one scene.
Right. I was gonna say the dynamic with all the relationships, you know where people stand.
And I, oh God, who wrote this? It's so good,
So
you
good. They
know?
did a great
And
job.
I want to say also the directing of it, because you know, you can have great actors and a good story, but if it's not filmed well, there are so many moments that I like had major anxiety, you know, when she started having her relationship with a police officer, you know, and I was thinking that I was like, all right, it's illegal at that time for a white person to be with a black person. And every time he would go to her apartment, which by the way, that first encounter, I was like, because even the I think they like exchanged like two sentences of two words, I could feel it already.
I know.
Natalie Portman is so good at doing that, because I felt it also with the dad of her boyfriend, you know, and the way she looked at him, I was like, oh, ooh. And then when they actually have sex for the first time, I was like,
I know. I was like, get it,
you know,
girl. Get it,
I
get it, get it,
know.
girl.
And all I kept thinking, like, oh my God, the sex with her husband, because
Well,
looked
they
like it
did
was
show it
boring
at
as
one point.
fuck. Yes.
Where it was
Yeah.
like he was on top, and then he was like, and like 2 seconds in, and she's like, you know, patting his back. Like, just that 2 seconds, you get what their sex life was like.
Yeah,
Vanilla,
yeah,
boring. She's not into it. It's just something to
yeah.
like do and get it over with.
Yeah. And
So
then with this
for
guy, you see,
a release, a sexual release, like
yeah,
she
and
knows
the
that she
way he
wants
like,
it.
she wants it, the way he touches her, like the desire of her, you know, so beautifully done.
I know, I'm
I'm
so
really
happy with
like,
it.
I want to see it again, the show, because the first episode, I was like, I don't feel like I enjoyed it as much as I could have, which upsets me so much. And again, the next two I watched it while I was getting my nails done. So it was like, okay, here. And then holding
Yeah.
the.
You switch.
So yeah, it's like one of those shows that it is just like, I feel like there's so many things that I could have missed without, you know, because there's so much information.
Yeah.
And there's something about this storytelling that there was, it's what you were saying, there were so many relationships and it wasn't hard to keep up with, you
No,
know? And
it
I
wasn't
think
confusing.
that's what, yeah, I think that's what makes it like beautiful writing,
Right, where it's like I
you
know who
know?
everyone is, I know what their role is, I know the connection between people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, which I wanted to ask you if you knew, Teddy was his name. Was that like a character's choice, his voice?
Oh, Reggie.
Reggie.
Okay, as soon as
Yes.
you said that character choice of this book, I was like, I know, okay, I know you're talking Reggie.
Yes, Reggie. Does he talk like that in real life? I didn't have a chance to look it up.
I actually don't know if I've seen this actor in anything else, so I'm not positive. I'm hoping that it was a choice.
Yeah, I'm hoping that too, because we did see like in Presume Innocent.
Right. We know that was a choice. That was a choice.
Oh man.
So
Yeah.
I feel like it was a character choice because it was kind of like gravelly and breathy. Yeah.
Like,
Don't you mess up with that now. You know? Don't. I can't let you see him, Mr. Golden Rider now.
was really fucking good. I loved it.
Yeah, it was like low and like breathy and sometimes I was
Super
like,
breathy.
what?
But
Where did
I
you
was like,
go?
okay, you know, like that's what,
Yeah,
but the
that's a
thing is
choice.
because of his like the way he looks, because he's a small person, I didn't like, he's not like a mafia dude that they're like super big, you know, because
Right.
it's tiny.
Yeah.
I would always get surprised. I'd be like, oh, right, that's how he talks, you know, because I
Yeah.
kept forgetting, you know, and he has like a nice like a nice face, like on the also like young face.
Yeah. He's a little
That's
cutie.
what I like. Yeah, and like super young. Like you would never expect that voice to come out of him.
No. Yeah, I feel like that was a character. Like he was trying to act tough.
Yeah.
You know, because he
But
was
I
sort of.
also feel like, yeah, like it was the character's choice, but it was also like his character making a choice too.
Right, because his
Right?
style, like he works for this guy, Shel Gordon, who's sort of like this big, like, I mean, it is like mafia. It's like
Yeah.
the black mafia. Like he's running this underground gambling ring. And I guess Reggie is sort of like his right-hand man.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's probably true. So it's like as an actor, he's making a choice for his character, but within his character, he feels like he has
Exactly.
to, maybe if he feels like he has more authority, it makes
Because
him
I feel like
seem,
he
yeah.
wouldn't talk like that to Dora sometimes.
He would or wouldn't?
He wouldn't. You know, so I was like, oh, you know, and I think that's why it would always like catch me off guard. That I was like, wait, like, oh, right. He needs to, you know, play this guy right now.
Yeah.
And you know, it was really hard for me to understand. Maybe it's, you know, like the fact that it's not in Spanish, like to understand what was the thing with the money, you know,
Oh, well, I still don't understand. So it has nothing to do with a language
Okay, so
barrier.
good. That's good to know
What I'm
because.
understanding is that so this guy, Shel Gordon, kingpin of this like his own sort of black mafia that he's running, and he owns a nightclub, he owns a hotel, he employs like what, like half of the black population
The black community, yeah.
in the black community in Baltimore. And he does this like underground gambling ring, and people have these thing called dream books. So it's like when you have a dream and you look in this book and you say, oh, I dreamt about
Yes.
a goat. And then it'll say, oh, well, that means that you're going to come into a lot of money. And then it'll have numbers next to it. So it'd be like 666. So then you're like, okay, I'll take $30 on 666. And then
This
there was that
number.
like big wheel. It looked like Price is Right. And they like crank it, and then a ding ding ding, and it pops up the numbers. And it's like, okay, if you put money down on those numbers and you want, it's like the lottery.
Yeah, but it
Then,
was rigged the whole time, right?
and it was rigged the whole time. That's what Cleo ends up finding out, because she does his books both legally and a little illegally. So she ends up figuring it out. How, see now the logistics of that with the rigging, I couldn't fucking tell you. I don't know how she figured out, because she ends up putting those numbers down. She figures out what they're going to be on Christmas Day, what the winning numbers are going to be. So she tells this woman, like, I need you to put $50 down on like 221, and she wins because she knows that it's rigged. But I don't know how she figured that out. I'm stupid.
Yeah, me either. Not even that. It was also like, where are we going with this? Like the whole time, I was like, I know there's like money being stolen somehow, but I was like, it's nobody winning. That's like all I felt, like everyone putting this money, nobody was really winning, you know? So or it's like their own people are winning.
I think
So
they are
later
getting the
on.
money. The winners are getting the money, but I think it's also like a scam, because obviously the whole dream book thing is not
It's
working.
not.
That's the scam, but people want to believe that it is. So you're just getting people who are throwing whatever money they have into it. So, I mean, they aren't making money.
I wanted to ask you because I wasn't expecting this out of Maddie's character. So,
Besides her sleeping with a black man, eh?
oh yeah, she got her little chocolate going on.
Love it. Yes, she's being a little hoe too. I was here for it.
Yeah, I was like, "Woo, girly, get yours." But I don't, until the end, I was like, she's gonna do the right thing. But then she did go to Cleo's husband to see if she could get, and I was so disappointed in her. Which just tells you a lot about, how invested I was in her character, which tells you so much about how good of the writing was. But I was so disappointed in her. I was like, why didn't you just wait? You could have just waited. And at the end of the day, she did the right thing. She gave Cleo's story, which is what she wanted. But she let me down a little bit there at the end. Like, I feel like it was really selfish.
Even before that, when Cleo comes to, I know we're like skipping all over the place. Sorry, guys,
Oh,
but
who
at this
cares?
point, I'm sure you've watched this. So at this point, after she gets stabbed, she's in the hospital, and Cleo comes to her and she's like, hey, guess what? I'm not really dead. And there's even that exchange in the conversation of like, oh, this is a really good story. And Maddie's like, I'm gonna tell everyone that you're alive. And I'm like, what the fuck is this girl's problem? Like, come on, help a sister out. You're a mom.
And
Like,
you're a
she's a
woman.
mom. You should know that she's in trouble, right? Because there was that attempted assassination on the mayor, Myrtle Summer. And unfortunately, Cleo got involved. She didn't know.
She did not know she was going
Poor
there.
woman, but either way, it doesn't matter. The cops don't give a shit. She'll get put away. And then the whole thing with Shell and the fake number. So it's like they were coming for her. Like she would have been murdered. So she basically gets away to live, but everyone thinks that she's dead. And she comes to Maddie and is like, hey, I need you to take down Shell Gordon. And instead of Maddie saying, great, she's like, but the better story is you. And it's like, sis, she's
like,
giving
girl,
you like huge news. Like, this is big.
Big. Yeah.
You're going to
And
take
then,
down a mob ring, a gambling ring, an illegal thing.
But she was, I feel like she was so ambitious, you know.
So I think it was like eating at her, because even when she has all the photos in her apartment and the cop, Detective Platt, comes in through her window and she's like haggard and her hair is like crazy and you can tell she probably hasn't eaten, she hasn't slept, and she's looking at all these photos and he's like, what are you doing?
And it's also like probably the first time she feels alive, you know.
1,000%. And
she's
I
doing
think,
something that she's actually passionate about and not being, you know, a housewife the whole
and
time.
I think that's what it is. She went from 0 to 100 so fast,
so
where it was
fast.
Like she was locked in chains in her marriage, and finally she's set free and she's like, So she just went so hard, so fast, because she hadn't had that freedom for so long. So I think it was such an extreme. That's why I think maybe her ambition clouded her judgment a little bit. So that's why I think in that sense, it was disappointing. Because it's like, girl, we know you're ambitious. You're so smart. You're a go-getter. You will get there.
Yes.
Just think clearly. Don't be fucking people over.
She
don't be like
really,
these men.
Exactly. She was like being so selfish. And then it was just so beautiful to see like Cleo's husband be like, I'm not, I'll stay in jail. I'm not gonna fucking give you a story, you know?
Maybe he
She's
wasn't
like,
a great comedian, but he was a good husband. Like, you could tell he really loved Cleo. He loved his sons. He wasn't gonna narc.
No, and I think there was like a little bit of, you know, jealousy from her, like even a tiny bit of like Cleo getting that love, you know. And she with that guy that she was married to, I'm like, she would have never gotten that.
I kind of, did they even show how her and her husband met? And I'm like,
so there was a little moment that I was gonna ask you about. There was a moment, this is I think after she has the abortion, that she's like on either she's somewhere outside. And I think this is like her younger self. And then you see her husband from far away. Like, she looks at him and then that's it. It doesn't really tell you how they met. It doesn't tell you anything. It was like a 2 second thing. When they would go to like her past, you know. So they really didn't show us how that happened.
Because I kind of want to know, like, how did they meet? That it's like she's
And
like kind of
who's
settled
the
down with this
dad?
guy.
Who's the dad of her son?
Well, I got the impression that. So I feel like, was she still in college? So we're in that fifth episode with the dream, where she's in the hospital and it's in the beginning and she's at that like party. And Durst comes up to her and he's like really drunk and they
And
end
then
up
they end
like,
up having sex.
and they ha so I got the impression that that's what did
You're
it. Like
right, because in the moment, yes, I thought about that too. I was like,
that
oh,
he
maybe he's
impregnated
your
her.
dad.
But I think maybe she was with her husband
Her husband,
at the time.
yeah, yes, yeah. Interesting. You see, I think I gotta see it again. I
I
gotta
gotta watch
watch
it
this
again
show
too,
again.
because you said about the abortion, and I'm like, I know she had the abortion, but I don't remember seeing that. part.
But and they again, like there was so, like they gave us so much, and it was like short moments, so you had to put it together in your head, which I kind of love. You know,
Yeah.
it's like figure it out. You got
Yeah.
this. You know,
Yeah.
so we saw that part, and then that little moment with her husband, that it's I think it was like 2 seconds. They show him, then they show her. That's it. They're not even looking at each other. She looks at him. That's it. And then I wanted to bring up the relationship of what was the guy's name, the mafia dude,
Bill
Gordon,
Gordon.
yes, and Reggie, because it felt like he had so much control over him.
Shell had so much control over Reggie.
Yes, I
Oh,
kept
1,000%.
thinking the whole time, you know, why does he feel like he owes him so much, you know?
Right.
And maybe we missed something there because it gave a lot of information. So I'm like, did we miss
Right.
anything in this?
Yeah, maybe. Because I feel like a lot of these people who work for Shell know him, have known him for a long time, or their family has known him, worked for him. So like Cleo, her dad was involved with Shell Gordon. And also, like, do you think that maybe that Cleo's dad was murdered, or do you really think that he ran away?
I don't know. I thought about it. I thought about him being murdered, and I thought about him running away. Running away is really hard, you know, like that's because I think when you have a gambling issue, that does it's it that doesn't take it away. You know, like running gambling can happen anywhere at any time, you know, and it's not illegal. So you know, if you're a gambler, you'll probably be a gambler forever.
And I think
So,
it was the 60s, but I feel like trying to escape your life as a black man probably would have been tricky. And also, like, he had a good relationship with his daughter. So, like, okay, you leave your wife, but your daughter, and you never talk to her ever again.
yeah, like just like that, and then just seeing, you know, this character, what's his name again? Shell. Seeing Shell's character being the asshole that he is, I kept thinking, yeah, maybe
Because he
he
had like
killed
gotten his
him.
ass kicked by him that night when he comes home. And it's like, well, if he's getting the crap beat out of him, it's like Shell's the type of person where
Or
if
he ran
you.
away because he would kill him and his family.
Right. Of course. Of course. But also then when Cleo's a little bit older and she goes into the club with Dora because they're going to perform for that talent show.
All right.
And Shell is like, oh, aren't you Al Johnson's daughter? And then basically is like, hey, you're going to do my books for me. So it's like, that's how she gets into working for him. And then that's the thing where it's like, once you are in, you're never
You
out.
can't get
Unless
out.
you're like in a body bag,
Exactly.
like you're gonna
Exactly.
get murdered.
Ugh, that's so sad. And like they're thinking it's gonna be like, oh, like we'll just get money for the moment. It's like, no, you're signing a contract with the devil right now. You know, there's no a lifelong contract.
Because it's so funny that it's like, I don't want to see another good black man fall. But I feel like that's so hypocritical because
When he's doing what he's doing to Reggie, the fact
you're
that
doing your
Reggie
community a part.
kind of like tricked Cleo to be in that car because he was so afraid. You know, of Shell.
Right.
It just shows you how how fucked up he is. And you know what? Yeah, he did kill her dad.
Okay, I think
Because like, and then like you think of the fact that he's like, oh, if I don't get rid of her, he's gonna kill me. You know? So you know what? If he ran away, it was to protect his family. If he ran away. But I think number one option is that he was killed by Shell.
I think so.
Yeah.
Only because
Oh, what a great show.
Shell's the type of guy where you look at him the wrong way and you're dead. So, you know, because I think it was a money issue where it was like he owed him money with the gambling. So it's like he knew he couldn't pay up. So got to pay with your life.
Exactly. Oh.
Although, I mean, I've watched other shows where they say that bookies and whatever don't kill because they're like, I want my money. So I don't know. I guess you could argue both ways, but I am still leaning towards that I think he was murdered. Because how can you not at least try to see your daughter? Because even Cleo couldn't stay away from her kids. You know, and I don't know if that's because, I mean, as a woman, we're a little more maternal and nurturing. So how can you stay away from, and it's like your father's in prison. So, but I don't know. But that, anyway. Oh, and I have another random question. I was like,
okay.
So was it the first episode, second episode, where we see Tessie? Tessie Durst, and she's in like a basement, and you see that she's like alive still, but she's bleeding, and she looks, and the camera like pans over, and it's the Santa Claus.
Yes, what was that about? What
I was gonna ask you.
Well, in my head, I was like, oh, they kept her alive for a month at least, you know, because of the Santa. But then I think at some point you see somebody put a Santa somewhere and it wasn't Christmas yet.
Well,
So I was
because it
like,
was the
oh.
Thanksgiving parade and it was like, oh, Santa's coming. But it's like, well, we're Jewish, so, you know, why do we care? Santa's not real. Because I think the mom even tells her at some point, like, Santa's not real. So I know that there was a Santa Claus. I don't know if it was that guy who's in the
So
parade.
wait, what do you think happened to Tessie?
Well,
because we don't, we it's so funny that I think they left it to us to connect the
because
dots.
It's a lot of like he said, she said. Now they did say there was some DNA stuff, but I mean, it is the 60s, so how reliable is it? So what Bob had said, the reporter who
But the
worked
mom,
for the Star, and he tells Maddie that what's his name? Stefan, who worked at the tropical fish store, that he had taken Tessie. He had tried to rape her, couldn't do it. The mom came and found him and had to like clean up his mess. So she was probably trying to protect him and didn't want her tattletaling. And so she killed Tessie because we do see the mom. Okay. And also, like, sorry, Stefan being in the bath with the little minnows with the fucking mask on, so fucking weird. And then she pulls him out of the tub and she's smacking him with the towel, like, you little shit, you little shit. And all scene, I was like, what
crazy
the fuck is happening?
I was like, what is, you know, and in that moment, I was like, oh, it was him. Because, you know, I was like, he was the one that took her, because
I thought maybe he had done it again. And that's why the mom was like, you little shit. Like, how many times are you going to do this? You know,
God,
like,
can
I
you
thought maybe
imagine?
he had done this before.
I'm like, oh, like he was like, where did he think he was? In the ocean?
Well, because then Maddie looks into it and he was in some sort of United States government experiment called Operation Whiteout. So where they were performing experiments on US citizens. So it's like he's obviously got trauma from that. He's obviously got brain damage from that.
Photo
I mean, he
seat.
has to. Like, he's even when the police are coming to arrest him and he's dancing around with the broom and he's
And
wearing
it's
a
and
gas
in his
mask.
head, he's thinking it's his mom,
Right.
which was so fucking weird.
A lot of it was really weird, but I did like it because you're like,
Yeah. Oh, I, it,
what the fuck?
it's one of those things that is so fucked up. It's fascinating.
Right. Like, this is only on TV. But I mean, a lot of this was true. And I mean, we know that the US government has performed experiments on people before, you know. So it's like, it's not believable. But I love when they print the story and people are like, not the US government. They would never. And it's like, bitch.
Like, we're probably number one in this shit.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Of course they're doing things that are underground and we as the public don't know because it would freak us the fuck out and they probably have a riot on their hands. You know? So it's just so
Oh
funny.
man, I forgot about that. I
Yeah,
forgot
like
about
that
that tub scene.
whole thing, I was like, what the fuck? Because the Santa really threw me off. I was like, oh my gosh, the Santa saw her in the crowd and he like went in the fish store and he was the one who took, like, I got really confused. So I still don't know.
Yeah, it's I gotta rewatch it to understand it.
Yeah, I don't
And
know if he was hallucinating or.
I think half the time he was there, he was hallucinating because, again, when they take him, when they get him arrested and he's dancing, but it looks like he's dancing with he's seeing his mom like being so happy, and she's actually yelling at him,
Right.
and
It's
her
tied
hands,
up too.
she's tied up because he tied her up, you
Right.
know. It's just, oh God,
It's
that
so good.
was such a good show. I need to rewatch.
Yeah. It's because that's the thing too, where it's like you have all these important topics that are happening, but also there's like kidnappings and murders, and it's like, you know, all this true crime drama. So you get all the
At
good
some
things.
point, I thought it was like based on a true story. Is it?
Well, you'll have to find out.
Ah, okay. Because they at the end of the show, like, they say something like, I left Baltimore, but I didn't know it was like what was coming, you
Right.
know. And it's like the KKK, and it's also Martin
That
Luther
definitely
King
that
being murdered,
yeah, I'm
you
pretty sure
know.
that was probably real because they it that footage that they were using.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Definitely
Oh,
believe.
yeah. Well, as you guys can hear, I don't think we liked it that much. I think it kind of sucked, you
Yeah,
know?
terrible. I would give
It
it
was so
so many
bad.
thumbs down. No, I loved it. I'm
Me
actually
fucking too.
surprised how much I enjoyed it.
I really, really liked it as well. I give it like all my fingers,
1,000%.
toes
Like,
and fingers
I think that
up.
this show is, I haven't enjoyed something this much that we watched in a while. Like, I could have binged it all in one sitting, but I didn't because I'm old and I get tired early. You
Yeah,
gotta go
I
to
get
bed and
it.
then, you know, get up early and go to work. So, but if I could, I would have
You would have.
just all of it, all at once. Give it to me, baby.
Oh, I just remembered, like, the thing that I wanted to tell you.
Because there's
That
so much
beat.
that we didn't even touch on. Like, there's so much that
Oh,
happened.
yeah. No, this is like about a whole different thing. So, Beef is gonna have a season two with a different story.
I saw that, and it's
That's
with
what I wanted to tell you.
oh my God, what's his name? My boyfriend. I love him. He's in everything. He Star Wars.
Not a husband, a boyfriend.
Yeah. He was in Ex Machina. He was in
Oh yeah, what's his name? Fuck. I know who you're talking about.
I'm ashamed of
It'll
myself.
come to your head. And the other thing that I wanted to
And I love
say
him.
is Ted Lasso season four.
I saw that. I'm so
Yeah.
excited. I saw that they were
Oh,
doing
I'm
it. I was
so
like,
pumped.
yes. Because they could have done another season. So when they said
I
that
could
they're
have taken
ending it,
5 more seasons of that show.
I know. It's
It's
so
so
good.
funny and wholesome. You need
Yes.
to watch Shrinking.
Actually, I have seen it.
Oh, did you like it?
Yes, I did. I really enjoyed it. So I can't wait for season two.
Okay. It comes out soon.
I think October, but yeah. It was good. I really
Okay.
enjoyed it.
So I give it all my fingers up, toes up. I guess you too. We give it all the stars too. I
Yes.
gotta look for the ratings, but Tracy has fun
Oh, you're
facts,
doing
right?
that. Yes. No, I'll give you some
Okay.
facts. But
Okay.
the one part where I went, what the fuck just happened? Which, listen, that was like a lot of it. But when Maddie gets stabbed, like that scene where she goes to visit the mom and they're
That
having
came out of
a
nowhere.
coalescent conversation. Like they're
I
talking
was
about
folding clothes. And I was like,
where they're from. She gives her tea and like, how do you take it? Gives her like cake or something with it too, because that was how you hosted back then. Like you always had a suite on
I
standby for
guess.
guests came
Yeah.
over.
I should have a suite just for me on standby.
Then yeah, she like stabs. I didn't even see the knife until she
No,
like
it came
pulls
out
her
of
hands
nowhere.
away.
And she called her like a fucking Jew, something like that.
Yeah, and then a whore. You are Jew. And
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck? So
Oh my
that's kind
God.
of also why I'm like, I can believe that maybe the mom did do it, because with
Because
Tess
see,
being Jewish,
it came out of
maybe she didn't
nowhere.
feel so bad about it. She was like, eh, she's just a little Jew. I kill her anyway.
You did the accent so well.
Oh, hey. But yeah, so that part I was like, what the fuck? So
What a great show, you
yeah,
know. It was
I really liked
constantly,
it
it kept me on my toes. I was always like
the whole time.
all the time.
Right. And
Yeah.
even just like what was going to happen between people, because I did want Natalie Portman to end up with Platt.
Me too.
Like,
But
yeah,
also
when he was
seeing
like,
her success made me so happy.
and when she said, I can't be someone else's wife.
Wife, I know. I was
Like,
like, I get it.
you kind of feel it. You're like, I get it. Like, she devoted 20 years. Oh, Milton, that was his name. She
We
devoted.
love a resolution.
Yeah. And then at the end, like, such a happy ending. I mean, as happy as it can be. So it's like,
Yeah.
Maddie writes a book and she's successful.
Yeah.
Cleo is in Paris and she's going by Dora Carter. So,
Dora.
like, her friend is
Full circle.
still with her, still living. She's singing, like her spirit, like Dora's spirit is with. I don't know. I just thought that was really sweet.
It
But
was really, really nice. I liked it a lot. That like that ending was well done.
yes. Yeah. Because I hate when
Okay.
the endings and you're like, oh, okay.
I
Fun
know.
facts.
Is it time for fun facts?
Yes, it is. All right. So, as mentioned before, this is based on the 2019 novel by Laura Lippman, and it is inspired by real life murders in Baltimore. So, it was Esther Leibowitz and Shirley Parker. Now, it's kind of long, but I'm going to tell you about those cases. Not like
Okay.
super detailed, but just enough. So, Esther Leibowitz was an 11-year-old Jewish girl who went missing on September 29th, 1969. A rabbi had given her a ride from school, and he dropped her off at a drugstore that was near her house. And once he had dropped her off, I think he was like the last person to see her alive. Like
Wait,
she
what? Why do I feel like I know this story?
disappeared. Let me keep reading.
Okay.
So, 2 days later, the police found her body less than half a mile from her home. She had been bludgeoned in the head. The injuries were consistent with being hit by a hammer. Police discovered a substance on her body that had sand and blue paint, which police later linked to a type of material found in fish tanks. This led to a tropical fish store, which was located right next to the drugstore where Esther was last seen. The police went to the store and they found strands of Esther's hair on a hammer with her blood. And they ended up arresting a 23-year-old man. His name was Wayne S. Young, who ran the fish store with his mother. He did confess to the crime and he was sentenced to life in prison. He did die in 2015 at the age of 69.
I think this has been covered by one of those true crime podcasts that I listen to because I think I've heard about this and the fish tank, and like now that you're reading it like that, I'm like, I know this story.
So, yeah, that was a big story. And then, actually, 5 months before Esther's disappearance, Shirley Parker, who was a young black single mother, disappeared after an argument with her boyfriend, and she was seen exiting the car that they were in. Her body was discovered 6 weeks later by a work crew that was fixing broken lights in the Druid Lake Fountain. Shirley's body was on top of the fountain, submerged in about a foot of water. Because of this, Shirley was nicknamed the Lady of the Lake. Her body wasn't found with any stab or shot wounds or any signs of foul play. So the police just assumed that she had drowned and no one was ever charged with her death. So the author Laura Lippman had read about these cases and she just thought it was so interesting, especially because how both of them were handled. Not only by the public, but by the media. Now, obviously, it was Esther. Her case was all over front page news. I mean, there were search parties that were put together. Everyone is out there looking for her. Then, when they find her, and it's like everyone's grieving for her, 1,500 people showed up to her funeral just like out of respect, you know? And then it was like when Shirley had gone missing. Nothing.
Nobody cared.
There was like one article in the Baltimore Afro-American, you know? So it's like you have, I mean, it's not much has changed now either, you know? Because you have like, what do they call it? Like privileged white girl syndrome, where that's like always on the news, you
And
know?
also, it's also like I was looking at it, and like at the end when they show like real life moments of black people fighting for their rights, and I was like, that was almost 60 years ago, and they still have to fight for it, they still have to
The Black
protest.
Lives Matter movement, that was, I guess, four
But
years,
they
but
and
they're
yeah, but like
still,
in a day to day, they still have to fight. Like, oh my God, when are they gonna be treated equally? Jesus
No, I know.
Christ.
It's really disheartening that it's like it feels like a long time, but it's not, and not much has changed. Like, oh, yay, now people who are in a mixed race relationship, they won't go to jail for cohabitating with a Negro. Like, ooh,
My God, the way that they like kept saying that, and I was like, I can't believe in my head that this was illegal. Like, you could not love them,
I
and
know.
they
And like
couldn't love you.
sneaking in the window, like he couldn't go through the front door. And it's like he was a cop, he was a detective, you know. Crazy. So a lot of this really sparked an interest for Lippman because her main thing was like, what happens to the members of a community when one person's death is met with public outcry and another is just glossed over and forgotten? So I think she just took that and ran. I'm gonna read the book. I really want to read the book.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, read the book because it's probably like more in detail of everything.
Because if the series was good, and we always say the
Imagine.
book was better, so I have high hopes. And then a few things about the series. It was filmed in Baltimore, which is great. We love that. And I think I didn't know, this is crazy. Lupita Nyong'o was originally cast as Cleo.
Really?
Yes, but she dropped out as soon as filming had begun. So it didn't say why, so I'm not sure if maybe she
Schedule, Probably.
schedule or commitment to something else, or who knows, but that would have been interesting.
I
I
know.
love her, but I'm kind of glad she wasn't cast in this role
I
because
know, and
I
I,
think
because
the
I really
woman who
liked
did it
this
was
girl. Yeah,
so
she
good.
did a great job.
And then I thought this was kind of interesting. So production was temporarily halted in August of 2022 after threats of violence were received. A group contacted production and threatened to shoot a member of production if filming did not cease. Producers were also told to pay a sum of $50,000 to the group before production would be allowed to continue. Obviously, production didn't pay it, and they just went ahead with filming, but they did increase security measures. However, this account may not be accurate. There may have been a group who was being disruptive to production and threatened to shoot in the air if they didn't receive it. But this has never been confirmed. So there was a
Okay.
lot of like, he
He
said, she
said, she
said,
said.
I feel like, but thank
Okay.
goodness it everyone was fine. Production is good. We got our
I'm
show.
glad. Yeah, because that was a good show. So,
It was so good. And I had no idea what it was going to be about. Walked into a
no,
total
me
dark.
either. Me either. Yeah, loved it. Fucking loved it. The Rotten Tomatoes score was 77. I was like, excuse me? I'm like, this needed to get a 95 in my eyes.
I feel like it should at least be in the 80% mark. Like it.
And then the popcorn, which is the people, 71. I guess I'm gonna have to create an account with Rotten Tomatoes so I can fucking put my. It's just like every time I'm like, yeah, I'll rate it. It's like create an account. I'm like, I don't have any more passwords in me, so I'm done with that.
I
Yeah, so I think those scores are bad,
Yeah,
because it
a
doesn't
little
give
low.
justice to what we just watched. It was so freaking good. We definitely recommend it.
I
And
thought it
if
was such a
you,
well-developed show. The character,
so
I mean, the
good.
plot moved. Like, I was never bored. I never once
Never,
wanted to look at my
never.
phone. Like, if
I
anything, I
was
was like, I
like,
want more, I want more, I want more. Like, I was sad when it
Apple
was
TV.
over.
Apple TV be doing that to us lately.
They're on their A game right now.
Fuck yeah. I hope they stay up there,
Me too.
There was, did I, oh yeah, I did say about Ted Lasso, but there was like another show too. I don't know if it was Apple TV that is coming that I was like, oh, I'm excited, but I forgot.
So many things. Did IMDb?
Oh, I did not get IMDb, but IMDb did not give them. Hold on, I'll tell you right now. Okay, so I have it here.
That?
IMDb, I don't trust IMDb with
Fair. I
ratings.
mean, I definitely would go off of Rotten Tomatoes more,
Yes,
for
because
sure.
IMDb is the people. I don't ask me to rate it if you are going to ask me for my password. Okay. So IMDb gave it a 5.9 out of 10. I'm like, no, this was fucking great.
Yeah, that's so
So
low.
annoying. Yeah. Like, bro, what? So if you listen to the podcast and if you watched it and you have the same opinion as us, I suggest you do go onto these websites and rate it yourself too. And also rate us. Give us a little review, you know. We love a nice little review. We it helps the podcast. Also subscribe, follow all the things. Again, as we said last week, we are on iHeartRadio now, so maybe you don't even have to subscribe or anything. You can just like look us up and just play an episode while you're at work and you don't want to listen to your boss. We're here for you.
Beautiful. I would rather listen to us than my boss.
Oh my God, 100%. Our opinion matters the most. So, yeah.
Just don't
That's
get
pretty
fired,
much
but
it. Do you have anything else to tell them, T-Bone?
No, thank
Yeah,
you for
that's it.
listening. We appreciate it as always.
We love you guys. We can't wait to
Talk to you
talk to you
next week.
next week. Yep. Awesome.
Till then.
Oh, wait, before until then, I think we should review eventually The Crow, because it, please, he got 7% on Rotten Tomatoes, so I think we should do it.
Okay.
Okay,
Do like a
that's
bonus
it.
episode.
Yeah, I really want to watch it because
Okay.
now I'm curious to see how bad it was. Okay, so
Gotcha.
that's pretty much it. Let us know if we should actually watch it and review it, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Next week, we'll see ya.
Goodbye.
Bye.